Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Judge not, condemn not. With these words that were just read, Jesus reaches down into your and my everyday personal life. He touches a need which each of us have. He speaks to us about our relationship to each other with regard to our weaknesses and our sins. And he recognizes that the human tendency is to use comparative human standards, to look at the other person and compare that person with ourselves, and in a kind of a competitive way to come to the conclusion, I'm better than he is. And he says, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. For why do you see that little fault, that little speck in your brother's eye, when you're not really aware of the plank that's in your own eye? Oh, you don't ignore the fact that there are things wrong with people around you, in your home, in the family relationship, in the dormitory life, in classroom relationships of student to student and faculty to student, student and faculty to staff. God is concerned about how we live, how we believers live, and how we relate to each other. And he is aware of the fact that there are many, many things with all of us that aren't the way they should be. And he wants us to do something about it. He wants us to be concerned when a brother errs. But when he does, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. No, you don't do it with arrogance and pride, like the Pharisee who went to the temple and thanked God that he was so much better than all other people were. But Jesus says, first, you become aware of the beam that is the load of sin that is in your own eye. And if you follow Luther's example, you will take the Ten Commandments one by one and step by step make an analysis of yourself, your conduct from day to day, your relationship to your God, your relationship to your fellow man, and you will make a list, as it were, of all the areas, commandment by commandment, where you failed and fell short of the demands of God. And as you do it, that list will get longer and longer. And when you stand back and see how long that list is, you will realize that it is indeed a horrible thing to behold. Sin after sin after sin. That's the beam that is in your own eye. Get rid of it, Jesus says. Get rid of it. Get rid of the reality of sin and the guilt of sin. And how do you do that? The hymn that we sang beautifully detailed it. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We come with a list and we say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I tried. I try again and again, but I don't know what to do. I sin and I sin. And God says, I know. I knew it all the time. And that's why I sent my son, Jesus Christ. That's why he took sin upon himself, so that you can get rid of this burden. You can shift the burden, shift the responsibility to him. He has taken care of it. And you can look at me and look me in the eye with a good, clear conscience. Your sins are removed. You're innocent. You're a saint. And when you come to that realization, God says, now you can look at your brother. The beam has been removed from your eye, and you will see the speck, and maybe more than one. But as you see them now, having come through repentance and faith and forgiveness, you come to your brother not with the comparative arrogance of I'm better than you are, but with the concern, brother, may I help you to find the same comfort of forgiveness which I know through Jesus Christ. And so indeed, with the load of sin removed, you will see clearly to deal with the sin of your brother. And that's what the Christian fellowship is all about. As we live together, as we work together, and as we go forward with the joy of forgiveness, which the Lord has given to all of us. Thanks be to him. Through Christ Jesus. Amen.